Thursday morning, time to get our Yelp on with Michael from Yelp.com. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave.
Michael doing a rare phone appearance because he's out of state. And this week we are talking about sushi.
Everybody's favorite. I like to think that sushi is a topic like politics here in our fine city. Don't talk about it with anyone else.
Well, Reno is very, very, very unique that we are home of all-you-can-eat sushi. Nowhere else in the world, I think, is like it is in Reno.
It's true, and it seems like there's one on every corner. And so I'm going to just quickly talk about three newcomers to our all-you-can-eat sushi scene here. And then I'm going to talk about two people doing something different with sushi that are not all-you-can-eat. So you can get out there and get your fix quick or take a longer time to enjoy it and have a unique experience. So first up, Sakana Sushi's second location on Northtown Lane, recently opened within the last couple of months. Fantastic, fantastic sushi. Hand rolls. Each chef actually has their own unique special. So that's kind of a cool thing. They also have house-made ice cream that flavors change all the time. Yelper Diana A, she recommends the beach ball, which is an appetizer that they have there, and the Somerset roll. So make sure you check them out. In South Reno, we have Pisces Sushi that recently opened on South Meadows and Double R. Took over the former location of Sushi Moto and is nothing like the former occupant of that space. Their claim to fame is that they're actually curing their own mackerel in-house, and Yelpers are raving about it. And they also have a great selection of appetizers and really unique rolls. Last up on our all-you-can-eat sushi extravaganza here is Tokyo Sushi, which took over the former space of Rolls and Sushi on the corner of South Virginia and Plum. Tokyo Sushi has been getting a lot of rave reviews, but mainly their chefs are getting mentioned in every single review. In this one, Christy mentions Resty, saying he was absolutely amazing, cooking up creative and wonderful creations for their sushi enjoyment. So with all-you-can-eat sushi out of the way, I think it's time to pause on a couple of my favorite newcomers to the sushi scene, and Yelper's favorites too. Santa Cruz Sushi is in the mall, and they're doing sushi burritos. Have you had a sushi burrito, Dave?
I have not had a sushi burrito. I have been very interested about a sushi burrito.
Yeah, so for those that aren't familiar with the sushi burrito, it's not actually a tortilla stuffed with sushi. It's actually just an oversized sushi roll that you eat in your hand, similar to a burrito. And Santa Cruz Sushi opened in Meadowood Mall after I have personally been on a campaign to get a sushi burrito in town, and they're doing just a fine job. They have combinations that include our raw fish favorites like spicy tuna and salmon and rainbow kind of hand rolls, all packed into these larger format maki rolls. But then they also have things for the non-raw fish eater, like tempura shrimp, and I even think I've seen chicken and other things in there. So get down there and try a sushi burrito. Don't let the mall scare you away. Last but not least, Sam Akimoto is the chef and owner of Drunken Monkey in Truckee. Yes, we're leaving Reno. We're heading up the mountain for some kind of an experience that you cannot find here anywhere in the area. This is bar none my personal favorite sushi of all time. Sam is a Japanese-born chef, and the best way to eat at Drunken Monkey is to just sit at the bar and say omakase. And that means that you trust the chef, and the chef will serve you things course after course until you say, all right, I'm full. It's a little bit more expensive than all you can eat, but the quality of this stuff is far and wide better, and the stuff that he offers is more unique. When I was there most recently, we tried this delicious clam dish that was miso and chili steamed clams. Fantastic. And they have a lot of real Japanese food, which goes way beyond sushi. So Drunken Monkey is absolutely worth a trip. Lots of fun things happening in town. To Kill a Mockingbird is launching, and they are at the Laxalt Auditorium. We have Yonder Mountain String Band playing up at Crystal Bay Casino. And tonight at Coffee Bar in Midtown, they are hosting a North American wine tasting. They do these wine tastings once a month, and their sommelier, Lisa Schmidt, puts together this fantastic flight of wines, and she guides you through them. It's an absolute great time. $25, starts at 6 o'clock. You just might see me there. For more information on all of these great sushi spots and more, check out Yelp.com/weekly_Yelp, and I'll see you next week.